Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with someone I respect and admire very much, an old friend, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great global thinkers of our time, Dr. Bruce Piasecki. New book is called New World Companies, The Future of Capitalism. Bruce, thanks again for being here. The book's available wherever books are sold. Your own website is ahcgroup.com, right?
Correct.
Folks, a lot of great reviews on the book. I encourage you to check it out. Bruce, the essence of the book is tracking three elements: environmental, social, and governance. Those three main quadrants, so to speak, of a company that in operating in for major corporations to operate around the world, they've got to get those three things right, and they're focusing on them more. The one that I want to talk about this segment, though, Bruce, is the social part.
Sure.
When you say social, what do you think? Not, I don't want to know what necessarily what you think they mean.
Right.
What does it mean to the investors? I want to talk about the corporations, the CEOs, the leaders of the company. When they say social, what do they mean?
Excellent, Jim. Well, you know, for the last 20 years, I've watched a trend in our corporate affiliates program where I get to see these people debate each other running these companies. And it's like a five-fingered approach. If you think of a full hand, you know, on a basketball, the first element of social is the word talent. You know, how do you collect the best talent?
Yeah.
Another word is inclusiveness of vendors. So there is proof now that you can make a new car or a new app or a new home more profitable and better if there's some diversity in the design, you know,
right,
the user demographics.
Mm-hmm.
A third finger is hardworking. You know, these people really, you can study HR from the perspective of social dynamics, and there is proof of large corporations becoming so bureaucratic that they put only pressure on their supply chain rather than look for hardworking, innovative stuff. So we think of, in this New World Companies book, the future of capitalism will liberate some creative, harder working in the different levels of the corporation from the top to the middle to the bottom. Let me just finish. The other is, another finger is productive rather than bureaucratic, and the last and the most sacred word in terms of social is it's innovatively responsive to social demands.
Mm-hmm.
For full disclosure, for less debt, for more inclusiveness of women on the board, diversity on the board. So talent, diversity, hardworking, productive, and innovative.
Well, I'm really glad to hear you define that, but there's some other areas that I'd like to encourage you, as I am doing, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is, as you know, is encouraging corporations to say, okay, wherever we go, we are so big, and we have so much power. Wherever we go, we change things. And whenever, at the end of the day, when the sun sets on any day in our wherever we are, have we made that a better place, or at least have we not made it any worse place for the people and for the entities around us, the citizens where our businesses are, the cities, the towns, the countries, the city, you know, the states? Are we making it better for the people in any given day? If we move out, if we leave, have we left something of value? When we do business with vendors, Bruce, this is huge. More and more big companies depend on vendors like me and you to do their business these days, and they did 30 years ago. When we do business with our vendors, do we know that our vendors are benefiting from the relationship? Do we care about those? That's part of social, as far as I'm concerned, Bruce.
I'm totally with you. I mean, the biggest way to think
is social. But Bruce, none of that was in the five fingers you talked about.
Well, no, it does. I think in the sense that we want companies that have sustained value across decades so that they're not firing thousands and hundreds of people
right
in our neighborhood. We want companies that have changed the rate of bankruptcy so that they're enduring. And, you know, we want companies that aren't hurt into desperate attitudes towards government or regulation. So
yeah,
all of those features are, so environment has to do with impact on Earth. Social has to do with the people elements that you've heard me write about in my books. In general, if a firm like Flex or a firm like Toyota or a firm like FedEx is growing reliably, its stock will be sustainable. And what I've discovered is that the ESG developments since 2008 and their sister financial metrics, which are the way Wall Street works, are actually two tributaries of this same mainstream.
We need to get you back so we can talk about this some more.
Let's do it, man.
There's more to talk about. Good job today. Thank you for introducing this. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Jim. Best to you.
You too. Dr. Bruce Piasecki, ladies and gentlemen, New World Companies. That's the new book. Check it out. I think you'll like it. You might even find some stuff you agree or maybe even disagree with. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassing. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.